You're listening to another episode of the Zach Eckersoap here live in NLC Convention, Houston. It's hot, but wanted to keep things going with our live recordings with a recently completed Spark Talker who wowed everyone this afternoon, Aviva Rossman. NLC 2018 Chicago is here. I want to get the behind the scenes of her talk and how it came to be, and the people I'm sure want some more, so we're giving it to them. Let's get to it. All right, so how nerve-wracking is it to give a Spark Talk?
Oh, it's really nerve-wracking.
And how much did you practice? How much went into the planning?
So we had to start a couple months ago. So this has been, I think, 5 months of planning. But really, it's been the past week just walking the dog, sort of muttering to myself. Everyone kind of looks around like, what's she talking about? But just practicing that way so you have it memorized, ready to go.
And did you change a lot of slides? Did it look very different from the beginning to where it actually looked like on stage?
I think at the beginning it was a little different. I didn't want to talk so much about myself. I wanted to talk about just the issues. And my Spark Talk coach said, no, you have a good story. Like, play it up. And I said, well, I don't want to feel like I'm just, you know, promoting myself. He said, no, it's worth it. You should not be embarrassed. So
for those that didn't catch it, you were talking down ballot races. You have a mobile experience called Ballot Ready. So if somebody has it on their phone or is looking at it right now, what would they see?
So right now it's a landing page. So you go to ballotready.org, you can type in your address and your email address. We'll let you know when it's live. We'll be live October 1st in all 50 states down the ballot. So we're collecting email addresses. We might go live a little earlier with just federal candidates. It's crazy because there are still primaries going on now. Their primaries will be going on through September. So we'll be working really hard through the end of September to get all the results in and all the candidates up on the site.
So the perfect experience in your mind would be it's the midterms. Someone does homework maybe two nights before and can really compare and contrast all the candidates on the ballot. Like, what are you hoping that they'll be able to do?
Yeah, we always see our biggest spike in users the day before the election, the night before the election. And then on election day, we get a lot of people in line or people in the voting booth on their phones doing this research. But the experience is you type in your address, you see your ballot, you can see every race, and you can also see all the referendums, so you can compare candidates, you can read about the ballot measures, you can save your choices, and then you can print it out or you can bring it with you when you go vote.
Got it. And so you started in what, was it one race you started in, and it's grown since then? What's the brief origin story?
Yeah, we started in 2015 with the Chicago mayoral election, so mayor and all the aldermen. And then we did the Kentucky gubernatorial election in 2015, and that was about seven races. And then we started covering everything on the ballot. First in Illinois, we did a bunch of primaries in 2016, and then we did 12 states in that fall. It's about 15,000 candidates.
And is there enough user data to have a sense of who's coming to the site?
Yeah, we've been able to do some census matching, voter file matching. It's mostly millennials. It's mostly urban educated millennials. We're hoping this year to get a more diverse set. So older people, younger people, rural people representing America.
Nice. We'll take a short break. When we come back, I want to hear more about where Ballot Ready could go in the future. Listening to Zag, stay tuned. So if something like this keeps taking off and becomes super successful, what is the dream scenario, say, 4 years from now, or even not even 4 years, let's say 2 years when it's 2020 and people are picking the president?
I mean, the goal is that this becomes ubiquitous and everyone has a sense that they should do their research ahead of time. But the other thing is just that we can cover every single election. So not even 2020, but 2019, 2021, there are all these local races where people don't even know the election is happening. And that takes a lot of manpower because a lot of times there's no website. You have to call up the city that's running the election to figure out who's even on the ballot. But that's my dream, is that we can cover every single election, every single race across the country.
And then are you seeing if someone has signed up, their info is in there, they're getting push notifications, getting reminders? Is that even allowed? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, so we also have a Make a Plan to Vote tool on the site, which you can pick a date and a time to go vote and then sign up for text message reminders. So we'll text you the night before and say, you know, don't forget you're voting this time, this place. So we have that. And then people put in their email address can also get reminded that way.
And we know conservatives are actively trying to make it impossible to vote. Is there any ways that you can support undoing voter purges or doing weird things with ballot registrations? What's the best way to maybe see Ballot Ready positioning themselves to help with that?
Our opinion is just the more information is out there, the more people understand what's at stake, the more people show up, and the more people show up, vote for candidates to share their values. So that's how we're trying to solve this problem, is just putting more information in the hands of voters to help them make good choices.
And then in your ideal world, what is the perfect American approach to making sure everybody votes? Is it making it mandatory? Is it a national holiday? What things in your dream world would you want to see happen?
That's a good question. I don't know, because the research is sort of mixed on all of them. I think the biggest problem I want to tackle first is these 500,000 local elected officials. There's no central database that even knows who they are. The 500,000 number comes from this 1990 census of elected officials. So we don't even have a full count of how many elected people there are in this country. And that's because our democratic system is so fragmented. Like ballot ready, we have to call counties to get the list of candidates. We have to get a fax machine so people could fax us lists of candidates. So I think like upgrading the infrastructure of democracy would be what I would tackle first.
And when you're making those calls, do people have to give you that information? Is public record? How do you navigate someone saying, I don't know who you are, why are you asking me for this?
Yeah, they don't always want to give it to us, but they do have to. I mean, it's a public record who's on the ballot. We've filed FOIA requests before. Usually it doesn't come to that. Okay.
Now, how big is the team? What's the actual infrastructure of Ballot Ready?
So now we're 14 people full-time, mostly researchers who are doing this work, calling counties, because the information can't be scraped. Like, it's just people have to do this manual work of getting the information. We also have a lot of interns. We're scaling up for the election, and we'll probably scale back down after 2018.
Got it. And then NLC Chicago, been around a long time. You're a recent fellow. What were you expecting coming into the fellowship, and what actually happened once you got there?
I was expecting like just an amazing group of people, and that's what I got. Like, it's just definitely leaders from all over Chicago, and the alumni network is incredible. And then coming here to a convention, meeting people from all over the country has been really fantastic.
Nice. And then last thing, you know all the races in the country. It sounds like every single one. What is one or two you want people to watch and pay attention to?
That's a good question too. I mean, I think we're doing a big project to document all the school boards. Mm-hmm. And today the keynote speaker also spoke about school boards. They're so important. They're like fundamental to our democracy in terms of how we're educating students. And it's been very difficult to even figure out who's on the school boards around the country. So not all of them are on the ballot in 2018. A lot of them are on the ballot in 2019. So I guess I would say to people, like, keep paying attention, keep voting.
Nice. Listen, thanks for joining us. Thanks for everyone who listened to this live NLC convention episode of The Zag. You can find all past episodes, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, everywhere on our website, la.newleaderscouncil.org/media. More episodes coming soon. Thanks for listening. Until then.